أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran and the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Let us look today at Surah As-Saff. Now Surah As-Saff is Surah number 61, translated as the ranks as such. It's a surah that looks at the hypocrite's refusal to accept Rasulullah, the messenger, and the message. It's actually a surah of struggle. It starts off with, if you look at ayah 1, we're going to look at ayah 2. Ayah 1 starts off with, سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth declares the perfection of Allah. And he is the mighty, the wise. This is part of the Musabbihat, the surah. Musabbihat is those chapters that declare the perfection of Allah, or beginning sentence declares the perfection of Allah. The Prophet used to recite one before he went to sleep every night. So there are seven of them, one for every day of the week. But we're looking at ayah 2. And here Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Now, the reason why I started off with ayah 1 was, we are these people who believe, who declare his perfection, just as other creatures do, but they manifest it. Look what we do. He says, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? You may be saying, Allahu Akbar, but you really believe that Allah is greater than anything or anyone? In your salah, you may be saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah hears he who does his gratitude and praise. But do you really do gratitude? Do you really praise him? And then do you really believe he hears? Why do you despair then? When you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay, in between your sujood, do you really ask for forgiveness? In your minds, do we have a list of things that we're asking forgiveness for, or has it just become something on our lips? So this ayah is saying, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? You declare my perfection. You say, Subhanallah. Yet, you do not do what I ask you to do, and I only tell you that so that you may reach your full potential. In essence, it is Allah complaining. You know, it continues in ayah 3 when he says, Kabura maqtan indallah. It is awful. It is most hateful to Allah when you say things that you do not do. Maqt in the Arab world was the most disgusting social practice. It was when a stepson inherited his stepmother's when his father died. And it was awful. And Allah compares this to that. In every single salah, you and I stand up 5 times a day. And we say, إِيَّكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You and you alone do we submit to. You and you alone do we ask for help. And then we say, اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us on the straight path, on the path towards our full potential. And then he answers back by saying, easy, follow those whom I have blessed. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ. Not those on whom there is anger. And not those who have gone astray or who are lost. And you and I ask and say, who are those you have blessed? Who are those on whom there is anger? Who are lost? And he says, well, read the rest of my Quran. So we've asked for help, and yet we do not do what we have asked for and what we said we will do. The mind boggles. He continues in the third ayah saying, again, أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It's hateful that you should say that which you do not do. And we say it in every salah, standing up on our musalla to our creator. I'm not even looking at the words we give creation. I'm looking at this intimate conversation we have with our creator. It is like blatant disobedience. Totally. When I'm saying one thing and doing another. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to be able to understand the gravity of the words we say to Him every single day, day in and day out. And let us have the tawfiq, or let Him give us the tawfiq to be able to understand the book that He has given us to be able to reach our full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ